Great to have you with us on Fun Friday. We're into the last hour and we are in full-on grand final mode. It is on tomorrow here at Optus Stadium in Perth, the Demons and the Dogs. It is going to be massive. I hope you're feeling the vibe. I know it's a holiday over there in Melbourne, but hopefully everyone's getting into the footy mood. Jason Richardson's here for My Racehorse Elite Racing Affordable Ownership. MyRacehorse.com. He's going to be a star for us throughout the spring and summer. G'day, Richo.
Wonderful to be with you, G. Hello, Timothy. G, good
in
luck.
In the studio, too.
Yes, of course, mate. Yeah, I always make a commitment to come in. Plus, also, I love to see you two boys. You know I love you.
And that's right. Just doing our form, Richo and I, just here sitting.
100%. We're just plotting.
Ticking a couple of horses off.
Plotting the next race for Anna Visto. That she goes to.
Off the record, staff. Don't start to go with that on here, please.
And, G, I'm barracking so strongly for you tomorrow. You know I love you, brother. This is going to be massive for you tomorrow. And also, I had an Auntie Dulcie.
Me too.
Did you really?
Yes.
Beautiful Auntie Dulcie. Beautiful Lacey. She was a passionate Melbourne supporter, so I'm barracking for her. She's left us a long time ago, but I'm barracking for her spirit as well with the Mighty D's.
Good on you, Richo. I reckon there would be a lot of this 2016 sentiment for the Bulldogs in the same way it's coming, unless you're a Bulldog supporter, for Melbourne this year. Did you see, I'm looking at the races.
Yeah.
They've timed this beautifully, haven't they? And I'm assuming they've done it deliberately. The last is at 5.05.
Correct. 5.05, so that we can get off air at 5.30 from Channel 7, get home to be able to tune in to watch you in action.
That's it. So, that's for you who are hosting the broadcast. Oh. But for the punter, they'll have a little shekel each way at 5.05 and then straight over to the footy at 5.15 for the bounce of the ball.
Hey, there's something in between all that, though, too. You got the Storm up against Penrith. I think that starts at 4, I think, doesn't
that's
it?
That's exactly right.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Hey, G, 5.05, that's Melbourne time, mate. So the grand final doesn't start at 5.10 in Melbourne time.
That's right. I'm in Perth time. You're dead right. It's been a long couple of weeks.
You poor
You're
little
spot
thing.
On. You've got a couple of hours to get home if that's the case.
Thank you very much.
you've got a clean slate, though, don't you, for grand final day, Gary? You're not doing any little spots and bits and pieces here and there,
I've got to do Fox Cross because Fox Footy will have a great coverage.
Yes.
And then just one eight-minute just appearance for the AFL.
So you're not doing – remember one grand final day, Dermot decided to bring a bike to the MCG because he had that many lunches to get to that he decided to ride from room to room to get there. Speed. Mm. Cash is king, G. That's not you?
No. I said I just want to get to the ground tomorrow.
Yeah, settling.
Is all I want to do is get there. Find my seat, sit down and watch all the pregame, the teams warm up and then do what I have to
Any
do.
Any other former Melbourne greats that are going to be there? You've got to get
Guess
a little
who
group.
I ran into yesterday?
Alan Jakovich?
I haven't had a chance to tell Timmy this. I did with Shane Woden, who's of course, the Brownlow medalist. So I was still having a chat with him and doing something with him. And guy came up and I was, this sounds like a wink, but yeah, I'm just signing an autograph or two, right?
Yeah. And then sorry, you what?
I was just signing an autograph.
I just wanted to back over that.
Old school.
You do.
And
then a guy comes up,
right,
and he gives you this paper. He goes, sign this for me, mate. And I go, yeah, no worries. He says, and then he goes, sign it to the best full forward you ever played with. And I'm not looking at him, right? I'm going, who's that? He goes, no, just sign it, mate. So I just signed it and threw it back and said, here, there you go. And he walks off. And I look up. Great Alan Jakovich.
Ah, there you go.
There he is.
The great Jacker. He was an excitement machine. What
unbelievable.
A player.
Mm.
I was always taught, I don't know about you, Richard, but I was always taught when I sign autographs to make sure you look the person in the eye while you're signing. Is that the way that you were taught too?
I wouldn't have signed an autograph in my life, so I wouldn't know.
I did look at him. I didn't recognise him straight off the bat.
How does he look then?
He just looks different.
In what way? Is he you got a beard or a moustache or what's he losing his hair?
Is he eating furniture?
He's not as much hair as he had, but I had a great catch. God, he's a funny man. I tell you what he is. He loves passionate footy. Like, he knows his footy.
He does.
Really? Like, he didn't want to talk superficial. No. He wanted to talk tactics.
Yeah? And what did he say?
I think he thinks Ben Brown holds the key.
Really?
Real? Yeah. Oh, well, because he's a full forward.
Oh, probably. But he thinks and I kind of agree, he's going to be pretty important. So.
I don't know whether you caught up. The Herald Sun today, you need to read an article. There's a great article that's been written by Rob Sitch in the Herald Sun today.
Right.
And I only mention that because he mentions you more than once or twice in the article as well.
Really?
But it's a lovely article written by somebody that has a deep seeded love for the Melbourne Football Club and the frustration of supporting the club over all these years. It's a beautiful little piece of work that he's put together in the Herald Sun today.
Nice.
So what about the former, what about the old, you know, you've say Alan Jakovich and Simon Woewodin, have you on your WhatsApp group? So
And Shane Woewodin as well.
And Simon Woewodin's great mate, Shane. Who, of course, won a Brownlow medal.
Oh, God, how
and then played at the mighty Pies. What? Who else? Have you caught up with the Eagle? Is the Eagle, Glenn Lovett, joined in from New York?
He's over. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, on the WhatsApp group? Is everyone involved?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us some of the other great names that you've been connecting with.
Well, it goes way back. So you got Peter Giles, the great Peter. You were
Farmer.
Played against. Yeah, Pete. Yep.
Fantastic. Chris Connolly, obviously.
Gary Baker, is he in there?
Gary Baker's been sending photos of himself with his beard, saying that he set the trend for Max. Yep. So any
Graham Yates.
Any player, Yates has been
great.
Prolific.
Theater.
He's been posting old footy trips photos. Also.
What about Earl Sporting? Is he part of yours, or is he part of the Carlton one?
Yeah, we interviewed him the other morning. He's been on the app. Steve O'Dwyer's been on the app.
Russ Reynolds?
Paul Hopgood. Who?
Reynolds.
Who?
No, Richard. Sorry,
Russell Richards.
Russell Richards.
I haven't seen Rusty.
Stephen Reynolds.
Magnificent Geelong. Didn't he look magnificent, Stephen Reynoldson?
He was on the front
bar. I remember the first game I ever saw him play was the first time that Kevin Sheedy ever coached for Essendon down at Geelong, the day that he wore his tracksuit with his Essendon gear on.
Yeah.
And that was, I'm pretty sure that was Stephen, Reynoldson's first game for Geelong. He looked absolutely showroom condition.
I was naturally attracted to those types who are really flashy. They looked magnificent. Not necessarily
right colour
produced
hair.
Anything. David Cordner comes to mind for you, G.
Prolific on the WhatsApp.
By G, he looked magnificent when he strutted out. You just saw him. Hollywood?
Hollywood Cordner.
There you go.
For the very reason that you think.
Who did
about.
You have at the Bombers who looked magnificent, not necessarily a great player, but by gee, they look great.
Cords was a good player.
They're all great players.
Oh, you are too good.
They were all great. Hey, Richo, I need to get your views on you're a mad Carlton man. A couple of things.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the passing of John Elliott. We'll get to that in a moment. But also, let's talk about John Elliott first before we get to their appointment yesterday at Michael Voss as the coach.
Well, it's sad, isn't it? But he was so gregarious. For someone who didn't know him, I didn't know him at all. But when you sit back, as a Carlton supporter, he just had this aura that whatever we thought we wanted, he could make happen. Now, we're in a different era now, and you can't make that happen. Though I think a lot of Carlton supporters are still stuck in that era saying, we want to just click our heels Dorothy style and do whatever we want, pick up the best players. He would just literally go and do it.
That's right. And he gave you a green light to be arrogant too, didn't
Correct.
He?
Correct. No, he endorsed that.
you didn't need the green light.
He endorsed it. But can you remember one other thing that reminds me, and I think straight away of him, he, of course, brought in Foster's to be the first ever million-dollar sponsor of the Melbourne Cup, 1986. What a Nuisance won the first ever million-dollar Melbourne Cup. And he used to stand out in the committee room steps at the VRC at Flemington, and the crowd would all look at him and, you know, they'd be yelling out, pig's ass and all that. And he would grab a beer and scull a beer in front of the crowd, and the crowd all roared. That was at the races. What a huge character he was.
What a character. What larger than life. And Vossi, the appointment yesterday of Vossi, not a surprise to anyone, Gary?
No, that was the way it was heading. So I'm thrilled that he's getting another opportunity. As we continue to talk about, we've seen it with Brett Ratton, that these guys are always going to be better second time round. Sometimes they can get thrown to the wolves early. So you happy with it, Richo?
Yeah, I actually grabbed the YouTube machine out last night to try to convince. I've got three daughters. I've lost one. She's
two.
My youngest barracks for Richmond and changed when she was 4 years of age, and she's had premiership success. So
good timing on her. Though.
Great timing by little Cleo. But then I've still got Ruby and Miller, and I'm trying to get them around the Blues, and they're losing faith rapidly. Ooh. So I grabbed Rubes, our eldest, and showed her videos of Michael Voss and some of the big collisions and said, listen, he'll be he's strong and he's resilient and he's going to bring a lot of tough edge. And I didn't convince them. They just kept saying, well, just because he was a good player doesn't mean he'll be a good coach. I'm saying, just trust me. And then all they kept saying is, You've said this five different times in a row.
It's a good
I
point.
Said, this is going to be different. We've recruited well. We've got a good list. We've got a new coach.
It wouldn't have been as sexy to trot out Brian Cook, but you should have done that. You should have said, here. Here's a man that's joined our footy club, and all he gets is premierships and
yeah,
success.
I did roll that out, and my eldest asked what position he plays.
Exactly.
So, don't you hate smart asses?
Vossi, remember the line yesterday that he was a passionate Blues fan as a kid?
Was.
Did that resonate with you?
Absolutely, because I remember him talking about that time and time again.
Do you want to see evidence of it, though? Do you want to see him as a kid in a Carlton jumper?
He looked good in his Carlton polo.
No, blue. Well, Navy's good for everybody.
You know what? It is the great uniform. Mm. It is the greatest...
Well, it's one of the great uniforms.
No, no, it is. No, it's the number one.
It's one of the great uniforms.
Come on, man.
Hey, we'll get your racing tips, of course. Today is the only really Friday where it takes a bit of a back seat because of the big grand final, but we'll certainly get those tips. The Underwood Stakes, how come there's only five horses in it?
Because there's a superstar in it by the name of Zaki, and the rest of them have all scared off. So there's $60,000 in prize money that is going just up in the air. Foof! Because there's, it was going to pay all the way down to eighth, but
how
only the top
sixth
five.
Get, how much will fifth get in this race?
20,000.
Wow.
So then also sixth, seventh, and eighth would have got $20,000.
Training fees for a week.
You could have given Anna Visto a little spin around for 20,000.
We've got bigger things planned for her.
I would have grabbed one of my racehorse team. Mac and Cheese is running, who I've got a little slither of. That's the beauty of Mac and Cheese. Cost me a couple of $100, and I've got a .00000000. Doesn't matter what
interest.
Percent I've got because I've been getting all the videos of Mac and Cheese, who's running on in the Jim Maloney Stakes at Sandowns on Saturday.
Who's the trainer?
Who's our trainer?
Yeah, who's the trainer of Mac and Cheese?
Tony and Calvin McAvoy.
Do they give a nice little video audio thing?
Cal gives a beautiful... Tone doesn't make himself down to that level, but Cal does. He puts a boy on for that. But so we're racing at the Valley tonight, and then we race at Sandowns tomorrow, so it'll be a beauty.
Yeah.
Own 26 horses for just $150, no ongoing fees.
All that's trained by the Elliott and Zara team, if you don't mind. $150, 26 horses, G.
No ongoing fees, let me say that again.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Don't forget for the trots, 2.com.au. Every race live and free. My old man's found the special. Mildura tomorrow night, race 7, number 1, Aussie Playboy. It'll step, it'll go to the front from the pole, and that'll be all she wrote. Trots.com.au. Every race live and free. Lap up the trots. What's Richo? Has he got his pen sharpened there for us with the races tomorrow?
So ready, G. Trust me, I've even checked the scratchings.
Have you?
Big news.
Well, that was
Expo last week.
Great interest last week.
People thought I was just tipping scratchings.
away you go. I'll leave you in the great hands of the Wisp to get us through the car.
Hey, I tell you what, I'll just zip through some of the... So we race at Moonee Valley tonight for a Group 1 race meeting. It will be a beauty. I'll quickly go through some chances there.
Yep,
write these down, and of course we'll put them all up on our beautiful website, won't we, G? We'll make sure that happened, and thank you to my racehorse for getting me out of bed so I come and catch up with my mates here. Hey, race number 1 at the Valley tonight. Now, keep in mind, punters, starts early. They're brought in an hour early because there's no crowd. So 5:15 at night, finished by 8:45, makes perfect sense if you ask me. Race 1, let's have something on number 2, Port Louis. Race 1, number 2, Port Louis at around $5. Race number 2, I reckon, who's going to be the favourite here? Lombardo will be the favourite, but let's go for some value with number 5, Jumbo Ozaki. Back to 1,200 metres, draws low, Craig Williams, barrier number 1, sits behind him. If it can keep up, gets a split at the top of the straight, boom, Jumbo Ozaki at $11. Race number 3 in the Stutt Stakes, Craig Williams again, Little Willow.
Oh, crikey, you're following Willow.
Sandy Prince, so unlucky last start, was terrific, can control the tempo a little bit. It's the favourite, deserves to be. Race 4, we go with number 1, Glistening. Richard and Michael Friedman train, Jai McNeil, Melbourne Cup winning jockey, around $6.50. Race 4, number 1, Glistening. Race 5, the 55-second challenge. They go nice and quick here, and I got no idea who wins that race. So we go to race number 6. And this is
get rid of 5.
JRA Cup. Defibrillate with our man Baz Brendan McCallum in the ownership over from New Zealand. They want to get into the Melbourne Cup with this horse. He was really unlucky last start. He's around $3.90. And I got a little sneaky, a very sneaky little duck egg run last start. It ran fifth. Number 11, Jukon. Damien Thornton, Chris Waller, $14, can run a terrific race in the JRA Cup. The Moya Stakes, they'll absolutely fly.
Has this horse been up in Brisbane?
Which one? Jukon?
Yes.
I love when Chris Waller winters horses in Brisbane. And did you see how many horses ran well who wintered in Brisbane? Think about how... I've seen you, Timothy, when you come back from Noosa, and you have a glow to your coat.
Glistening.
It does.
And you seem to really do your best work straight off the plane from Noosa, I can assure you. Similar for
Chris
Waller.
High alert on that.
This is the Moya Stakes, 1,000 metres, wait for age. They'll go really quick, and hopefully they'll go quick enough where September Run can sit at the back.
Yes.
Smoke the pipe. Boom! Over the top would be
huge. Lickety-split.
I think they will go lickety-split, about $8.50. And I got a little roughy right down the bottom.
Yeah.
Number 10, Shakiro. You can get 30-1 at the moment.
What the
difference? Chris Waller. Damien Thornton draws low, sits behind him, three-year-old with 52 kilos. Everyone's going to back Profiteer. Yeah, hard to beat. Shakiro's a good roughie in the race. And then we come home with Only Words, Craig Williams and Chris Waller again.
Oh, Willow. Oh,
Willow! He's going to ride the car just about. Race 8, number 8, Only Words, 750. That's my look at the valley.
Magnificent. Are we going to do Sandown as well? Or you just
Please call it by its correct name. It's called Sandowns. So we're racing Group 1, racing at Sandowns. Will be absolutely fantastic. Race 1, number 6, Modea. Little Madison Lloyd, cute as a button in the saddle. She claims 3 kilos, $7.50. It'll run a terrific race. Race number 2, that's 12:45. Number 5, Embolism. Josh Richards claims 3, $12.
DT O'Brien.
Can you? DT O'Brien, we love that. And I've asked Danny where you're training. Got the Flemington basis, and then he's also got the Barwon Heads where he gets in the water, Tim. Yeah. I remember you, once again.
Yeah, exactly.
How good were you in the water?
At the track, we call him Windscreens.
Oh, Jesus. I just need a moment.
You're getting
you lost
apology.
Yourself there. Come
no,
on.
No, I need an
apology.
Moment.
I want to read the apology.
What's the apology?
David, who said last week that nonconformist was a muncher or something, and you said no.
I said, hey.
And it won well.
Yeah, that's right. I talked him around, and Dave said, you're beauty, I'm involved. Race number 3, well, Sandy Prince is going to be scratched from that race now. The whole market will change around. Have something on number 7, Taunting at $5. The Jimmy Maloney Stakes, Mac and Cheese, my horse, my personal horse. Yes. I'll give the jockey instructions for my 0.001% that I own of Mac and Cheese. I'll tell the jockey, just make sure you keep in touch. Don't get way out the back. You'll go through the dip at Sandowns, and then you'll still have another 300 or 400 metres to charge at the line. The horse you'll be chasing down is $26. Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, Bone and Muscle, will go forward, called Queen of Dubai. Don't underestimate her. She'll hang in there for a long, long way.
Right.
You're looking at me confused.
No, you're mesmerised. I'm mesmerised.
That's strong. Race number 5 is the Sandowns Stakes, and Cherry Tortoni will be hard to beat. Horse number 6, Elephant's the favourite. But it's a funny name for a horse, isn't it? Elephant.
I think I love it.
Elephant. There's a lot of strange names. A lot of strange names.
Cherry Tortoni. Good comment from the Wisp.
Thanks for that. There's a lot of strange names. Thanks for that. That's great. Then we get to race number 6, Floating Artist. Really hard to beat, around $3.80. Though we'll be barracking a little bit for Sam Kekovich's horse in Furion, the Kekka. Is infuriant, but I think that Floating Artist can win. Zaydani at $14 will be the value. Zaki will win the Underwood. Forget the rest. It's only a 5-horse field, and he is a beauty. Race number 8 is the Testarossa Stakes. How good was Testarossa as a horse? He was fantastic.
Magnificent.
Hightail's the value in the race at $10. Horse number 8. Shalo, the one they have to beat, horse number 6. We get to the lucky last.
What time is this?
That's at 5:05. Not 5 minutes away from the bounce of the ball, G.
Not Perth time.
Not Perth time. No. So you've still got 2 hours to get home and get ready for that. Right down the bottom. Numbers 11, Flexible at $5, and 16, in Horrifying at $14 can run really well at Sandown's.
That is, we're going to put all that up on our website and everywhere. Hey, appreciate it, mate, really do. We'll be back all in the studio together next Friday and we'll rip right into the racing.
So surely you have to quarantine for 2 weeks because we don't take your WA types in here.
Flexible, flexible male or female?
Flexible's a female.
Female, okay. You've got to fall out of flexible, you know what I call it?
Oh, here we go.
Touch my toes.
The whiffs off with a zinger.
Not Richard.
We've got to get going because Will Anderson's waiting for us. Thanks for that, Richo. We'll see you next Friday. What a good man he is.